One town. Amen. Okay, and there's one of their friends visiting as well, somewhere at the back. Over there, are you visiting as well? Welcome to you guys. Welcome. Who else is visiting? So we have encountered God. He had a real encounter. It was a personal, real revelation, which was his own. And wherever he went, that naturally radiated out of him. I genuinely believe wherever I go, no matter what I preach, no matter how I preach, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, I genuinely believe my personality, which has been so radically shifted and changed and transformed by the gospel, comes out. Because I have a knowledge of what God is like and who I am in him. It's not an opinion. It's not an opinion of what I think God is like. No, I have encountered, this is a real encounter with God, and that knowledge is just radiating out of us. It's a beautiful line. Then Paul just opened up with this. He said, I'm not worried about the pseudo-teaching of grace, because there's, you know, I've spoken about it a number of times, you know, churches splintering off, you know, universalism, all these different things, but if we look at it, if we look at the last 100 years, there's been pseudo-teaching on faith, you know, that power faith stuff, people walking up to houses and going, this is my house in Jesus' name. And then the people come home and they're like, this is my house. And the people got their house keys and they're like, whatever. No, but this is my house in Jesus' name. I declare tomorrow this is my house. No, 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 buddy, you didn't quite get the word of faith. And genuinely, there were, if you know of the faith teaching, there were people around doing that kind of stuff in the word of faith movement. There's been pseudo-teaching on healing. There's been pseudo-teaching on prosperity. We know that. We know that one too well. We see it all over TV. Give your $1,000 on your credit card right now and you will get 70 times 7 blessed back to you. I'll get the $1,000. And there's been pseudo-teaching on grace. Why are there these pseudo-teachings that come in? You know why? Because the devil wants to rob the gospel of its power. The devil wants to come in, put a spin on the truth, so that the power of the gospel is robbed. Paul said in Romans 1:16 that the gospel is the power of God. And if we just throw in a little spin, we can rob it of its power. True relationships are those that care about you and those impressed, not those impressed with what you do. That's a little just completely off the train, which is how this sermon's going to go. I literally just took lines and I wrote down lines. Okay, so we're just going to go and see. But just a great line there. True relationships are those that care about you, not those that are impressed with what you do. Interesting one. And again, I've thrown it in. This was a leader's context. But I think we can all relate to it in some way or another. We've got people under us. We've got people that we're mentoring. We've got other people in the church. Sheep bite, but we can only bleed on shepherds, not sheep. Now, what does that mean? You may be going, what the heck does that mean? Well, sheep as in the flock, the church, right? The flock of the church, they bite each other. You know, hey, I'm hungry. Ooh, I just snipped your foot. Sorry about that. And you're bleeding. Oh, no, no, no. Don't bleed on someone else. Go to a leader with your offense. Go to a leader, someone who is mature, someone who has respect. Someone, remember what we spoke about earlier, someone you can trust that's not going to get out. Right? Don't publicly portray your pain, but take it to leaders. Because the truth is sheep do bite. The truth is people in the church will hurt you. I'm sorry if you're new to this church. I'd like to prophesy over you. You are probably going to get hurt by someone in this church. Because that's what happens when you're dealing with people. Oh, but I thought we were all made perfect. Our spirits were made perfect, and we're just trying to figure it out. And while we're figuring it out, we make lots of mistakes along the way. Deal with it. Sorry, bro. Just don't bleed on me. Go bleed on Rob. So, and on top of that, he said, you can hide your pain, but hidden pain causes a public death. So, on top of that, he was saying, you know what? If you are hurting, speak it out with people. Be real. Go find a leader. Go find someone you can trust and talk it out. 2 Timothy 3:10. I want us to turn here. Last verse for the night in 2 Timothy. So, quickly turn there to 2 Timothy 3. And we'll wrap it up here. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Okay. 2 Timothy 3, chapter 10 says, "You, however, Timothy, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance." You see, Paul's saying to Timothy, he's saying, you know my way of life. I have a way of life. I have lived my message. I haven't just preached a message. I've lived my message. And the apostolic and fatherhood is about relationship. Your actions must marry and reflect your message. I love this example. I've never done it before. I've seen it a few times, so I'm going to do it. Everyone, just take your fingers and do this. And put on your nose. Yeah, I got a few of you. Arthur, that took a while, eh? That took a while. I love that. I wanted to see if it actually worked. It does work. You know why? Because a lot of people are looking. They're not actually listening, right? Yes, they listened to you to do this, but now everyone's focused on that. And quite a few people, you were like, put on your nose. And Arthur was still looking at it like, what does he say? But the reality is, we hear something and we do hear it. I don't deny that someone can have a messed up life and people do still hear his message. But I tell you what, the majority of people are also looking at what he does. Where is he putting his instructions? We have a message, but it must be backed up with lives. And I tell you what, the message of grace, it is so essential that our lives are modeling the faithfulness of Jesus. Because this message, everyone says, oh, but you just got an excuse to sin. And it's tough. It's tough to model that. Can people follow my doctrine and my life? Okay, so now jump down to verse 14. I love this one. In verse 14 it says, "But as for you, Timothy, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of." If you have an NIV, I don't think it says that. I can't believe they didn't use that. I love that word. If you have an NIV, it says, "and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it." I want to ask you tonight, what are you convinced of? I am convinced that God is good. And nothing and no example is going to change what I am convinced of. I am convinced that God is good. And I tell you what, when you are convinced of something, it will manifest in your life. I am convinced that God is good. I am convinced that he is for his church. I am convinced that he loves his gospel. I am convinced that he loves the nations and he loves the world. I'm convinced of it. What are you convinced of? Okay, then just a couple of last pointers. Honor those before, celebrate those around, encourage those behind. We'll just move on from that. We won't get into that. 1 Samuel 17, we won't go there, but it's the story of David and Goliath. And this is just a great example. Our spiritual sons and daughters have different personalities. What Paul used in this example, what he's saying is, he's saying David's brothers had a different response to how David responded. And then even David's own sons responded differently to how Solomon responded, to how this one responded, etc., etc. Our spiritual sons have different personalities. So you may raise up spiritual sons one day, spiritual daughters one day, and I tell you what, don't try and make clones and don't expect clones, because they're going to be different. Each and every spiritual son and daughter has a different personality. Wasn't that a beautiful line? Interesting, in this verse, the first people to attack David were his brothers. And I tell you what, if you've got a dream, if you've got a vision, often your friends might be the first ones to say, I don't think this is right. Might be your own family. I don't think you should be doing this. The first people to attack Rob were some of his closest friends. You shouldn't be preaching this, Rob. It's tough. And then just to wrap up, this was a powerful line for me. In the same way David couldn't fight in Saul's armor, we can't fight in someone else's armor. We can't fight in someone else's books, someone else's messages, Rob's armor, for example. We've got to find our own fighting mechanisms. So we use the books, we use the teachings in order to build our own message, in order to get our own revelation. What is your revelation? What are you convinced of? What was Timothy convinced of that was different to Paul? What was he convinced of? What are you convinced of? Because what you are convinced of will change the world. Don't try and, let me memorize, he qualifies you, by Chad Mansbridge. No, let it soak in. Let it soak in. And let it transform you, and let that heart transform others. So there you go. The gospel is good news to be shared. Preaching the true gospel is going to require wise leadership. And our life is the greatest message. And friends, we must guard our lives. Let's stand. Lord, thank you so much that you are doing something on the earth today that we don't understand. You're doing something on the earth today which we can't fully comprehend, but Lord, we can sense it in the Spirit and we are part of it. And Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would bring an alignment, a holy alignment to each and every one of us, Lord, where our message needs to match our life. Lord, help us. Help us. Let us walk closer to you, Lord. Let us hear your voice even more. I pray, Holy Spirit, you would just, for a season, where every single one of us would hear your voice like never before. Open spiritual ears in Jesus' name to hear your voice like never before. That we can walk so closely to you that we can't miss opportunities because we know that we know that you have spoken. Lord, build our lives. Build a wineskin around us that we can be catapulted into our dreams like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So that's it, guys. I hope that you enjoyed the Hong Kong feedback. Have an awesome week. Don't forget, next week, End Times video. I'm going to be recording videos. It's going to be upstairs for intimacy's sake and for the video's sake. So come along and you'll get a free ebook. Bring your iPads, bring your computers, bring your phones, bring your printer if you don't have an ebook. Thank you, Nita. God bless.